Music done.
Coherent. It's not clear what the sex of your teacher is in that song, is it?
No.
And that's why it's very forward-thinking in a way.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a bad... No, it is a bad thing. But yeah. As a song, I think it's very fun. Should we
What's
go
the worst thing you can say on recording?
Should we go and see the remember?
I feel like we got that one last jam session in. I'm happy about it. I feel really good about it. I think that it turned out really well.
Yeah. It has been a full week since we decided to go see the Marimba Man. Then we did those Ouchie Mamas. Then we talked about our feelings for about 6 hours.
Exactly. Well, why don't we build a fire and
Have a couple more ant salads.
We even went back to the shore for a little while. And you even introduced us to Shania, and that was really nice.
Yeah, what do you guys think of her?
You know what,
I loved her. I think she was great.
You guys like her? Yeah, she's great, right?
Yeah. Come on, man. There's one little distracting factor. Max,
don't say that it's because she's made out of wood.
Well...
James, that's so backwards of you.
Saying?
That's so provincial,
man. It's fucking 2016, man. Can't we get over this?
A human being is supposed to be soft and, you know...
Well, you know what? Not every human being is like that, okay?
And in fact, Shania's... frame was pretty squishy. It's you know,
it's
mainly made of decaying wood, and it's got a lot of moss.
It's very punky wood.
It's porous for sure.
Yeah. I think Shania Twain is an idiot.
Well, I think you're just jealous, James.
You know, I really don't appreciate that.
And anyway, she's now Driftwood.
Welcome back to the show. This is It's Everybody's Fault. We're back. We're having a great time here in the woods. A few altercations, and I think we're almost ready to go over and talk to guy playing the marimbas.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it, marimbas?
Yeah, it might just be a big dumb xylophone. I don't know. But
yeah, don't
the
know.
Sound is tickling my soul.
It's been tickling our souls for a month.
It's growing
least.
On you guys. I saw your hips moving.
Oh, yeah.
Both of you.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm not sure if that's the malnutrition or the alcoholism or whatever, but...
Yeah, my knees are shaking and I feel bad, but...
Let's
make our big approach.
Yeah.
Let's walk over. Maybe only two of us should walk over.
Okay.
There.
Who wants to go?
Well,
just in
I'm,
case, you well, know, I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I don't want to go.
You don't want to go now?
No. Yeah, I want you guys to go.
What? Well, how come?
What is... This is your whole...
Julia
your big
was
thing.
The most... The one who was most resilient in us going over there. And
I know. But I realized what my thing wasn't actually the marimbas. It was more just the idea that I could say basically whatever and have you guys go along with it.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to just take that to its logical extension.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Julian, if I was better fed and more nourished, I would be arguing with you right now. But since I...
I know, that's my point.
Sand,
yeah.
I don't really...
You can't. You have no
anymore.
Real
right.
blood
right.
sugar. It's all just kind of your body
We're
mass being
zombies.
Eaten by your brain. And
zombies.
All right, let's go over there.
Yeah,
all
right. It's kind of like a zombie.
Bye, Julian.
Bye. Have a good time.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna sit here. I'll be watching you. I'll just be by the sculpture of the duck.
Okay, cool. All
right. I can't believe fucking believe this guy. What are we even gonna talk to this guy?
I don't know what this interaction is gonna be. Oh, what? Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry.
Hi there.
You're playing that instrument good.
Hi. Where'd you come from, boss? Where'd you come from?
Oh, we're just
we're actually been on a boat.
Well, no. We're
Did you just wash up on shore?
Yeah.
That's totally all right. Hey, you know, I understand, boss. I know what it's like to be working class and be just a poor young man, a student probably. Yeah,
honestly,
I get that, boss.
You know,
sure.
I didn't want to tell you because I don't know if your staff here or whatever at whatever facility this is, but we've been living on the opposite shore for probably over a month now.
Well, that's great.
We're shipwrecked. We're, you know, we're tired. Yeah.
We're on the run actually from
Sorry, one second.
Are we really just just going to confess everything to this guy right now?
We'll leave that out.
Yeah, so we're on the run from the police. We murdered quite a few people by accident.
Max is kidding around. Max, can you come in here again?
Okay, sure. Okay.
You just said what I was about to say. We both had a huddle and agreed we're not going to speak of that, so...
Yeah, but we didn't shake on it, so it's not
official.
Well,
let's shake now, and let's just say that was a joke.
Okay, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
That was a joke.
That was not a joke.
Well, gosh, since we're all shaking hands, let me introduce myself.
I'm so sorry. We're being super rude. What is...
I'm Karsten Wexler, the third. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
It's great. Pleasure.
Nice
pleasure. Wow, you've got a great... handshake. Great shake, yeah.
And I have no energy left.
I'm Max. This is James. Our friend Julian is watching us in the woods over there. You can kind of
welcome
wave to
the Hotel Shania.
Excuse me? Sorry?
This is the Hotel Shania. Welcome. Welcome aboard. It's a great place. You guys are going to love it. I'm not staff. I own the damn place.
You own the place?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay. We're back. We're hanging out at the Hotel Shania. Strange coincidence as my woman... friend is also named Shania.
Mm.
We're hanging out with Karsten.
Oh yeah,
tell me if I'm getting this wrong. Karsten Wexler.
Yeah, you're just missing one T, bud. But I won't tell you where it is.
Karsten.
That's right, boss. Karsten. And what are your names? I never got those.
It's Max.
My name is James, actually.
And I think we did actually introduce ourselves a little earlier. That's okay. Our friend Julian is off in the woods.
Yep.
He's waving. Hey, buddy. He's
going
to hang
out
there.
To come over here. That's great. The more the merrier.
He's a little bit timid. He's a little bit timid.
I love poor.
Sorry?
You love what?
I just love the whole atmosphere here. It's very open and everybody's, you know, I don't see why the staff and the guests can't all just kind of be in, you know, one kind of orgiastic muddle. I don't see why we can't all just talk and get along, you know,
sure,
boss?
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's definitely an interesting business model. And so you said you own the place,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a so to speak. You know, you know?
Okay.
I don't literally own the place, but I do know the owner. And, get along with everybody here. And, you know, it's all very cool.
So what's your
position
here?
Chill.
What's your position? Are you like assistant manager?
Oh, no. I've been a guest. I'm a guest here on the island for, I've been here for about, you know, my whole life. And
your whole life?
Yeah, Well, my dad brought me here when I was a little baby boy, before I was even born. And when I was born, you know, he raised me here. And it's been my home. And I've lived here. It's my home. But I'm a guest. You know, everything's kind of transitory. You know, it's a...
Where's your room?
It's like Mini Pod Pod. What?
Where's your room?
It's on the top floor, the 95th floor.
So,
95.
So this is a... Okay. Just to get this straight, this is sort of like an all-in...
Sure, boss. Yeah.
This is sort of an
of course, yeah. You're totally right, yeah. Well, let's hear what you're going to say first I start interrupting you. Yeah, sorry. That's rude.
This is kind of like an all-inclusive kind of resort deal.
The way it works is it's a club membership. So everybody comes here and you write down what you're going to have for your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, if you're going to sleep in the pool, if you're going to have a bath in the sauna, if you're going to
sleep in the pool.
Yeah, you can sleep in the pool. You can bring in an inflatable bed and you can sleep in the pool. Play Mini Pod Pod, everything goes through me, actually. I do coordinate a little bit of the stuff.
So are you fucking staff or not? Are you a guest or are you staff? Because that sounds like a job.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a paid position.
I'm part of the logistical team, yeah. I'm not staff. You won't see me wearing a blue polo. I do have blue polos, but you won't see me wearing them.
Right, okay.
I have polos of every color. The whole color of the rainbow. But, you know, it's so rude of me. I should explain a little bit more about what's going on here. Do you know Mini Pod Pod? It's a sport.
Sorry, you mean a... Mini putt? Glow in the dark.
Sure, yeah, we've got glow in the dark. We've got every kind of mini pod pod here. I have what I have and I've been very lucky in a lot of ways, but the truth is, you know, I do own the mini pod fortune. I am heir to the mini pod fortune, yeah. Karsten Wexler, yeah, the third mini pod pod. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really quite fun. It's Mini Pod Pod.
So, okay, let me just... This is a lot of information.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, that's so rude of me. I'm sorry. Look, what are your names again?
Jesus. Just hold on a sec.
We're not going to tell you our names again.
Tell you what, let me get your number. Let me get your number in my BlackBerry.
I don't think we don't really have our phones anymore. Yeah. Like we told you, we were in a shipwreck. We kind of most of our electronic equipment was damaged.
Sure, I'll look you up on LinkedIn.
Okay. Yeah. You're the heir to the Miniput fortune?
Yeah, but I'm also a self-made man in a way. Yeah.
Okay.
I took what my father gave me. It was a Miniput pod fortune, and I made it my own, you know. I've really been about, elevating the sport and making it for everybody, not just for, the haves. And, it's also for the have some and the have nots and the nobodies.
Okay.
Like yourselves, yeah. Yeah.
Could we maybe get some food and water?
Yeah.
Well, sure. You like ant salad?
Jesus. Let me tell you, we've been eating nothing but ant salad for this whole month. You guys have any, fresh tropical fruit or maybe hot dog hamburgers, hot dogs?
Well, yeah, here's
a
papaya.
Fresh water.
Here's a papaya. Here's a watermelon.
Oh, okay. This is,
all right.
It's mostly fruit here.
A little bit
sandy,
but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that right down. You must be so hungry.
We have not eaten much in a long time.
Let's get you a couple of blue polos, huh?
Flavor. My God. What?
Sorry, what?
Blue polos? Why are we putting these on? What is this for?
Well, I mean, I am shirtless, so I will gladly put this on.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, feel it fusing with your DNA. Yeah.
Max, do you pass me them?
Yeah.
Someone pass me
that's
a shirt.
Normal. Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to be the one
that
guy
right over your neck.
It's a little bit hard to get on. You kind of got to...
Yeah, you got to tug them on. You got to really...
Give... All right. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for the polos.
Those fit perfect. Those look great. It's like you're made for them.
A little bit itchy, scratchy. A little bit scratchy.
Oh, you'll get used to that for sure. Yeah, well, that's great. You know what? And you know what?
These have name tags on them.
My name tag says Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, let me... Let me introduce myself. I'm Karsten. Karsten Wexler.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to do this again.
Yeah.
What's your name? This is James.
Oh, but your name tag says Jeff. You're Jeff now, Jeff. And yours says Eugene. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Eugene.
Pleasure to meet you both.
Eugene.
Well, let me get your phone numbers. Yeah, we should connect. Yeah.
Why does it have a name tag?
Why does it have name tags? And what is...
Are these staff shirts? Are you trying to...
Well, yeah, you are staff. You've been here for 20 years.
What?
You've been here for 20 years.
You're trying to...
You mean Eugene and Jeff have been here for 20 years? The guys
who
used to own these
shirts. Eugene and you, Jeff.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let's just... you raised me practically
from when I was a little boy. Okay, you're the pool boy and you're the gardener.
Okay, Karsten, just give us a minute, all right, buddy?
What the fuck is going on? This guy is
losing his mind. Okay, boss, yeah.
Is he trying to get us to replace us?
I
think he's trying to get us to be staff here, but also his parents...
It's really quite fun.
I think we gotta get out of here. Okay.
Hey, Karsten. You know what? We're just gonna go back, grab our buddy, and we're gonna come back here. We're gonna have a great time with you. Keep playing those marimbas, okay?
Max, hold on.
Well, of course, I'll never stop playing the marimbas.
What's going on?
What's that in your pocket there, buddy?
Oh, well, what's that? Well,
Max,
this is
do you
a golf
that?
Pencil, and yeah.
No. In your front pocket there. Do you know, Max? Do you notice what that is?
Yeah, it looks super familiar.
It's a lock.
Is that a lock of hair?
Of black hair.
Beautiful hair.
Well, sure. Yeah. Well, this is a.
Yeah. What's up? What's
magical,
up with the black
this
hair?
Is, this is one of my keys. It's a key fob. You know, it's a tuft of tawny hair that I keep it on my
tawny
keys.
Hair. My bad.
Yeah.
But where'd you get it? Looks super familiar. Where'd you get the hair? Where'd you get the hair?
Yeah.
Well, I got it from a wandering, salesman, and he came by the hotel one day, and you know they sell lots of stuff, and it's overpriced, but you know you got to give it to them because you know they work so hard,
you know,
and they don't have much.
It looks like a young woman's hair.
Well, I don't know how you could tell the sex just from looking at the texture and color.
Where
but,
you
know,
did you get
the
hair?
Did the salesman
well, I told
tell you,
you I bought
from?
It from a salesman. It was a wandering salesman.
Did he say where the hair was from?
No, he didn't say any words, actually. Yeah. Most of the staff here lose their voice after a little while.
Hold on a second.
Welcome aboard!
That fucking hair is Monica's hair.
I know.
That hair is Monica's hair. We're supposed to be saving this goddamn girl named Monica. This motherfucker's got a lock of her hair and is sticking out his front dick pocket.
We've just found a new lead. You know what, Max? I was ready to give up on this whole mission, but...
I was ready to give up on this goddamn case, but
I was ready to give up on my life, but now that we found this new clue...
I'm back in, baby.
I'm back in. There's something going on that's fishy at this hotel. I don't know what happened to Jeff or Eugene.
I don't know what happened to Monica, for that matter.
But I think we're gonna find out.
Okay, let's take a break.
Let's take a break!
Julian!
Yeah, whoa, what's going on? Hey. Oh, I was just having a nice little... Oh, snooze.
All right, wake up, buddy. Some shit just went down, man. This guy, what's his name again?
Yeah, oh my God, you're telling me I had the craziest dream. Oh,
okay, Christ.
We were back at home.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was listening to this podcast, and it was like NPR, but not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What were you going to say? Okay, sorry. Okay. I'll write my dream down later.
This guy playing the marimbas.
Uh-huh.
His name is, what's his name? Wexton?
Something like Colt that.
Wex. I don't know. He has some super white name. But I don't know what his deal is. He is trying to. I think he's basically recruited us. He's conned us.
Oh, yeah. You guys are wearing those tight
this
polos.
There's an all-inclusive hotel here, and he's conned us into fucking working at this hotel.
But the problem is,
not even the name of it, though.
Yours says Eugene. Well, that's not your name. And yours says Jeff. That's definitely not your name. So that's fucked. Take those off right now.
Well, I kind of want to because it's itchy and hot.
Uh-huh.
Hard to take off.
Whoa, it looks like it's like pulling on your skin. Stop. It's like pulling at the pores of your skin.
100% polyester for sure.
Oh, God, yeah. Polyester will do that. It's fusing with your DNA,
but... But, okay, look. I don't know what's happening. I guess we're part of the staff now. I'm officially Jeff. James is Eugene. It's very strange. What's even stranger is this fucking guy has in his possession the very lock of hair from the very woman that we are supposed to be finding by the name of Monica.
Sorry, can we go in unison again? Please, I just got the last
By the very woman we should be fine
to win, who's Monica. Monica's
hair. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, do you have it?
The lock of hair?
Oh, it's with him.
It's with him. It's in his front dick pocket.
He said he bought it from a salesman.
He said he bought it from a traveling salesman. I don't know if I'd buy it.
If you buy the hair from a traveling salesman?
I don't know if a traveling salesman exists.
Oh, you don't know if you buy it as a lie.
I don't know if a traveling hair salesman exists.
Right.
Oh, well.
Maybe in this, you know, dark corner of the world where we are
Yeah,
now,
where are we in just the universe?
We're
the ocean, right?
The islands.
Yeah, I'm on.
The islands.
Anyway, look, we can just go over there. I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for why he has a bit of hair. I don't even know how you guys can tell that it's
very
Monica.
We already tried to ask him.
Okay.
And he said it was a traveling salesman.
What do you want me to do? I'm tired.
I don't know. We're tired too.
We have to infiltrate this hotel. We got to get in there and find out the guest list. See if Monica was here.
Cool.
See if, you know, who's the guy who kidnapped her?
Peter Pencil?
Peter, man.
All the names in my head are just
Peter
fucking
Pencil?
Flying together like
Peter Pencil.
Was that Peter Pencil?
Cottage cheese. Something Stevenson.
Patrick Stevenson.
It's been so long.
Yes.
Jesus, since we were on that boat. Yeah.
God. I'd totally forgotten about Monica, to tell you the truth. I can only hold so many names in my brain.
Oh, God.
Guys, I'm back on this mission. We gotta find her.
All right, you guys got me. I've lost all my will since you left, so I'll do whatever you say. Literally anything.
I say, in a couple of minutes, when the sky turns from blue to black, we infiltrate this hotel.
It's weird that on this island, too. I'm glad that you brought that
up.
Because in the morning, for about 12 hours, it's just like a perfect, not even sky blue, but just like cyan. The sky's just...
Cyan,
it's just
vaporwave cyan blue sky.
And then at night, it just turns pitch black.
Pitch black.
Yeah.
Very suddenly.
Yeah.
Like you're turning on and off a light switch.
Mm-hmm. It has
to do with the equator and kind of the way the sun...
Daylight savings time.
Also climate change kind of is another factor.
It's climate change.
Anyway, when the bluest cyan sky turns to darkest night, we shall don the forest's products and go inside of this hotel, and we shall find what has happened to Monica by looking in the hotel guest book. What do you boys say to this wonderful plan of mine?
I agree. You know, Max, we already have the staff shirts.
We have the staff shirts. Julian, you just need some mud and leaves and you'll blend in.
Yeah.
Right? That's how that works.
Sure, 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 sure.
You kind of just go camouflage.
Yeah. Cool.
We go in, we look at the guest list.
Yeah.
And we go from there.
Uh-huh. I'll just hide behind all the palm trees because there's like a big trail of palm trees that are kind of leading to the front door.
There's a beautiful palm tree display in the main office.
It's absolutely
delightful. It's really delightful.
It's tasteful.
It's really tasteful. Maybe we can go get some pineapple pork.
Let's cut, and then when we cut back, we'll be on the mission.
Okay, let's do that. So I'll hit space, and then we'll cut away, and then just immediately be back.
Okay, I love this episode.
We're under cover of night.
If you listen closely, you can hear the night crickets chirp.
The marimba players have stopped playing because it's after 9, as we said before.
Yes, it's about 9:15.
And I'm covered in mud from nape to nips.
Got the muck on this, Chuck. Now, there's still people drinking at the bar. There's still a few people swimming. There's people out. I mean, it's dark, but there's still people.
It's a lively resort.
It's a lively resort.
People are out. It's fun. It's dancing.
It's great. They don't care. They're wasted. But I'm sure
we are still hiding. We are still tiptoeing around.
Now,
we got the mobile rig on us. Not the golf cart. But
it's in stealth mode.
It's golf cart. You're right.
The golf cart is covered in mud and leaves.
Oh God. Guys, this mobile rig makes it really hard to walk around.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're trying to hide.
Jesus. I did make very narrow holes for the mobile rig, so it's just our little ankles sticking out of these. Okay, we don't need to do it to death, but we're still in the mobile rig.
Okay. We're approaching the main doors to the main office. We're creaking inside upon the tiled floors.
Ooh, the tiles feel cool on my skin.
On my parched and bleeding.
Hey, anybody's recording this song right now?
Shut the fuck up!
Sir?
Get out of our fucking way!
Go away, sir. Go away.
Go to bed, sir.
Go to bed, it's past your goddamn bedtime.
Or go to the dance... Go dancing. Go to the dance floor. I think they're all playing over there.
You're not Eugene, and you're not Jeff. You're not Eugene, and you aren't Jeff.
Okay, well then raise the fucking alarm, you dip squeeze. Who cares?
Don't have to do that.
Just some fat fuck. No one cares what you have to say.
Your glasses are.
And don't mind
thick,
me. I'm just a tree. I'm just a. I've just got. You know, I'm just a muddy old tree. So don't worry about me. Just go about your business, sir. We have got this situation under control. Okay, he's been gone for a while.
Is he gonna tell on us?
Gosh, I don't know. We've got to get in and out. Gotta get in quick.
Okay, let me just jump over the thing. Max, are you alright?
I'm okay!
Jesus! Watch yourself. Okay.
I got the guest
Open
book.
It up.
I got
Open
the guest book.
No, let's take it and run!
Okay.
It's so fucking heavy. We gotta ditch the mobile unit. We gotta carry just the book and all of our recording equipment and ditch the fucking mobile unit.
There they are. That's the man who's not Eugene, and that's the man who's not Jeff.
Uh-oh, boys. We better run!
Go, get out of here, run, come on, are you guys all saying come on too?
Come on,
okay, never mind, come on,
run, fast, go, run, into the night,
okay, I think we made it,
we're back in the woods now.
Okay, I'm looking back, the fat guy with the glasses is pointing around, they can't seem to point us out.
There seems to be a large search party. There's torches, there's pitchforks. These kids are mad.
Something's making me think that guy, the marimba player, is not the owner of this hotel.
I think he told us pretty plainly that he's not the owner of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
If you were listening.
Because our staff shirts didn't really
No, that didn't help. It didn't really help at all like we thought they would.
We weren't supposed to be behind that desk.
Yeah.
Well, we have the book. Let's get back to the shore. We'll read it.
Okay, let's get back to our little home base. Let's take a break. And we'll check out the contents of this little novella.
All right.
Good job, guys. I feel like we really, kind of...
It's funny.
We're looking...
Where's my microphone?
Julian,
get
the mic.
Get your goddamn microphone.
We're looking through this guest book here.
We are kind of crowded around, huddled around our nice little
fire.
Dude,
I don't see how we're
going to
do this. This is like, there's like... 50,000 names of this. It's just like reading through a phone book. The only words.
See if we can find Patrick's keys.
No.
Look up the P.
It's not fucking alphabetized, James. Are you a fool?
Shit.
Okay, let's look in the last like week or so. Okay, who do we got checking in? We got Peter Pencil. We got the Craig brothers. We got, who else do we got here? We got Gamalgama. Someone named Gamalgama. We got
Shania Twine.
We got Shania. Kind
that's of, funny yeah, because yeah. The hotel's named Shania, and so was the name of your wooden wife.
That is funny.
That's funny, kind of.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of silly.
That's kind of a whole.
That's a whole path we don't want to go
whole
down.
Path
probably.
And I'm not sure I'm mentally ready to go down yet.
No, for sure. For sure.
Look at this. What is his name?
Patrick. Well, no, that's just Patrice Esteban.
Hold on, though. What does Patrice Esteban sound like?
Patrick Esteban.
Son.
Oh, shit. And you know what?
Patrick Stevenson.
It says Patrice Esteban, and then
brackets
underneath it?
What does it say?
On the same line?
Yeah.
It says Patrick Stevenson and his captive Monica.
Oh.
Written out in block letters.
Well, it's very like.
So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's kind of like he wanted to be found.
Guys, that lock of hair is Monica.
But he wanted it to just be a little bit obscure, and so he changed his name to like a transliteration.
Is that bastard winking at us? You know.
Yeah,
he was a sick bastard.
Must
I mean,
he must know that we're on his fucking trail.
Wait a minute, and look what's kind of stuck in between the two pages. These pages won't come apart. They have something. Just rip them apart. Kind of doesn't matter. You can. Oh my god! It's a Moistened Halls original.
DNA evidence.
Half sucked down to the nub.
DNA evidence. Get me the plastic baggies, please.
I didn't bring the plastic baggies.
James, did you bring the plastic forensic baggies?
No.
Well, then how the fuck do we get DNA evidence?
I mean,
here, let's just scrape it onto this pipette that I fashioned out of a fucking shoot of bamboo. I don't know.
Okay, tight. This will come in handy later, I'm sure. Wow, so this...
Where do we go from here? I don't know.
Well, we need to take it to the forensics lab, and we've done this before,
Let me see if I can find any other goddamn motherfucking clues on this goddamn thing.
Take a look at this guestbook.
Right? What page was it on?
Right here.
There we go.
Okay. Follow your nose to the mentholated breath of Halls.
So it says in brackets,
yeah.
Patrick Stevenson.
Yes. And under the comment, there's some stuff written in the comment section.
Hotel was great.
I never read the comment section because it just makes me so mad.
So depressed.
But it's like, yeah, I look at the thing that I'm trying to look at, and then like almost like just out of just like an impulse, like I always scroll down to the comments section, and it's like, I knew I was gonna get
Let me read this comment. All right,
yeah,
Patrick Stevenson. Hotel was great. Loved the aunt salad. My new wife had an even better time. Off to the Himalayas next.
What could that mean?
Off to the Himalayas next.
Himalayas.
What does Himalaya rhyme with?
Jim and Leia. Where do Jim and Leia live?
Well, Jim and Leia live in Nepal, but I don't see how that could be.
Hold on. Wait. Nepal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that rhyme with?
Where are you going with this,
that
Max?
That rhymes with not Paul, so it not must Paul. Be Patrick Stevenson in the Himalayas.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, hey, it's coherent.
It's concise, it's logically conclusive, it's tight, it's analytical,
it's
concise,
tactic,
it's symbolic,
it's rhetorical.
Guys, we are going to move on to the Himalayas and see...
We're just going to go? I mean, we've been on this fucking island for a month. We're just going to go to the Himalayas now?
Yeah, I mean,
hey, look, there's a seaplane over there. You guys know how to ride a seaplane?
I can learn.
Yeah, there is a manual probably in the cockpit. I'm sure,
guys,
it's pretty
before we,
easy.
Before we hijack a seaplane. Yet, let's, yeah, we should take the guest book back to the hotel. We don't want to steal, so.
Yeah, but then won't they apprehend us and torture us to death?
Oh, shit. There's people coming through the woods.
Okay, yo,
I see
yo,
the torches.
Yo, just throw the book into the woods. And they'll go for the where the ruffling leaves are.
Good plan. Then we can make a run for the seaplane, all right?
Yeah.
Countdown. 10.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Hey, throw it.
Take.
Here we go.
The book.
Get to the plane.
Let's go. All right, guys. We're gonna wrap this one up. We'll see you guys next time.
There's snakes in here. I hate snakes.
Here, hand me the Seaplane for Dummies manual.
We don't always get along. We go on. And we sing.